It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm rarely disappointed in Dave Harrigan, but I am right now, Matthew Caller. He knows we're talking Lynx. I mean, he knows the Lynx are the story and the Vikings are in a bye. I was expecting an updated Lynx intro to Caller. How do you defend yourself, Dave Harrigan?
Does he run a site called Lynx Insider?
He doesn't. But we are going to talk Lynx primarily today.
That's perfectly fine, but I'd like to give him a little love.
Yeah. You got it worked in, Purple Insider, with some highlights from last night. You know, a few of us are glowing after a memorable game. Apparently you dismissed it.
I had a sandwich to eat before the show, Chad.
So in other words, that's why we didn't get the open.
It was a good sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Roast beef.
Roast beef. Caller, if you could have any sandwich on the planet, what are you having, and what is on it?
I'm a simple man, as you know. So I would just go with a pretty simple turkey sandwich and lettuce, tomato, mayo, and some bacon. I'm not complicated. Straightforward.
Sounds like a pretty good club to me.
Yeah, I mean, he recovered a little bit when he's putting some things on there. But now let's go to Thanksgiving. Where does turkey rank among your favorite food items for Thanksgiving itself?
You know, I like to mix and match. We'll actually do a little turkey and some ham thrown in there same plate. I don't see anything wrong with that. People seem to want to debate that all the time. I will take all of your meats. But the thing is, if you gave me a roast beef sandwich where the roast beef was not dry and it's really, juicy, then that can top a turkey for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ham's better. So I will chime in on the debate. Do you like your stuffing with a little spice? Or do you like it just plain, safe, you know?
Probably a little bit safe. But, you know, I think that's also a situation where you can, if you got some sweet potatoes on the plate and they mix in.
Yeah.
It doesn't look the best visually. But as far as taste goes, you get a little sweet potato, a little stuffing together. That's pretty good.
It's probably the meal, Harrigan, where we most want our foods to attack each other. Right?
100%.
We don't want the separation. We need the mash.
Yes, yeah, gravy over everything, and whatever ends up on the fork in that particular bite is just fine.
Yes, all excellent. All right, so I'm watching the end of the first half, and I'm seeing a nice comeback by the Lynx to just get with them, what was it, 8? You know, so to show a bit of a pulse. And then they start out very strong in the third quarter. But then as we're moving to the middle of the fourth quarter, it's just like one of those situations where there was too much Liberty size. The Lynx couldn't continue the great ball movement all the time. And that you could also make the argument that the scheduling benefited the Liberty much more because they finished the series against Vegas earlier, playing home, Lynx travel, and it's 81-66, and okay, it's going to be one of these series like, you know, Dodgers-Padres tonight. Two of those games have been blowouts. We kind of forget in series where they can finish going, whether it's five-game series, seven-game series, where there are blowouts. But then I got to be honest, as someone who's lived here for a long time, that was a remarkable finish to that game in so many ways. It was astounding at times how defensively Collier was so good, how Williams was fearless, how the ball movement was great, how they bottled up New York, and how tense I thought New York played. Controversial calls, missed opportunities by a superstar like Stewart, overtime. If you like hoops, if you like sports, and you like drama, and you missed it, go to YouTube, find it, because it was great theater last night.
It was magical. I mean, honestly, it really was. I mean, I was in the building at U.S. Bank Stadium for the Minneapolis Miracle, and I don't know that anything is ever going to top that as far as games that I'll see here in Minnesota, but that was close. Because of the way that it happened, I mean, Nafisa Collier goes, what, 4-for-4 with 4 blocks, a couple of steals, a couple of assists. It was her playing at the best level that anyone has ever played at in the WNBA, and that includes all the legends that have played for the Lynx. I mean, that was up there. That was a Maya Moore type of performance, and I think it's now 1 and 1A between her and Asia Wilson for the best player in the world. She was so much better than Breanna Stewart,
yes,
and
was.
It's not a one game thing. They have beaten the Liberty 3 out of the 4 times that they've played, and now 4 out of 5 since the beginning of this season. And Nafisa Collier was second in the MVP, defensive player of the year. Doesn't even begin to describe what she did last night to Breanna Stewart. She takes those shoulders to the chest and doesn't move. She stays strong and tall. She doesn't foul. And she also fought off a wrestling move by Jonquel Jones.
I was just getting
in the biggest moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. That's the definitive play, I think, with Courtney Williams' 3. But it had those definitive plays. The ball goes off Breanna Stewart's foot. They change the rules so they can't review that. I mean, my gosh. But if you're on the other side, too, you got to go, why in the world was Sabrina Ionescu taking 26 shots and 3 assists? I mean, that is one of the worst performances from a star that you'll ever see. She was just shooting up everything with no regard for whether it was a good decision or not. So the Lynx, it's an amazing game. But as they go forward, I think that New York is going to make some adjustments there.
Let me go back to, because you made a lot of good points, just the play where James, who's what? How much taller is James than Collier? 4 or 5 inches, something like that?
She's Jonquel is 6'6", and Collier is 6'1", but with a very long wingspan. But, yeah, she's 5 inches taller than her, I think.
They're locked like they're playing, you know, like what happens inside in the NBA, WNBA, college, all the time. They're just locked up, but they're locked up for a while, right? And they're back-to-back locked up, and James gets the ball. For Collier to release and then make the clean block is so good instinctively. Talks so often how she guards bigger players. And also a little bit of it, let's just be honest, is karma. A little bit is just good luck, because how many times you see men or women where you just kind of flail? She just plays under such control. She, you know, with Joker in the NBA, he's never sped up. Collier is never sped up, Matthew. She offensively or defensively, she gets the game to play at the rhythm she wants it played.
Yeah, and when you look at her face, too, throughout the games, almost expressionless, maybe a little smile on a good play, maybe a little frown on a bad play. I mean, she is this consistent force for them. So when you're down 15 points, like, well, she's not panicking. She's not freaking out. We haven't even mentioned the game-winning shot.
Yep.
That she's down in the paint, again, with at least a 4 or 5 inch differential there. And also, that shot came against somebody else who has won the Defensive Player of the Year in the past. And that fadeaway in the paint has become her signature shot.
Yep.
It's unstoppable.
Right.
And, you know, we haven't given Cheryl Reeve credit yet, but that strategy of spreading the floor and putting Nafisa Collier into the paint and trying to get everybody else out of there to get those little fadeaways and those short shots that she could create on her own. And you could tell over the years how she's developed that move, because she tried the first move and that wasn't there, and then had the counter to create the fade. I mean, this is just this is the best on earth, man. It does not get any better than that. And I think Nafisa Collier this year specifically, this playoff specifically, has elevated her game from, hey, I thought she was great before. I thought she was a franchise player before, and she was in the MVP running last year. But now to the point where this is a championship player. And when they drafted her out of UConn, everyone was like, oh, the next Maya Moore. And I was hesitant, like, come on, guys, we can't do that to her.
Just the Minnesota thing. Because if she was the next Maya Moore, she doesn't go six, she goes one.
Right. Oh, right, yeah. Well, that, and it really speaks to her work ethic and also coaching and the situation that they have put her in. And also, too, over the years, Cheryl Reeve has yelled and screamed at her to be aggressive, be the superstar. And they caught her on the camera the other night when they eliminated Connecticut, screaming, Fee, I need you to score or something, or I need you to be aggressive. And I think it's just those two things coming together of the perfect coach, system, player, development, all those things. And, the Lynx now have kind of the power here because they're playing like a team as opposed to New York, which is playing kind of like all the super teams that fail, which is a bunch of individuals out there last night.
All right, one more point on this before we take the break. Stewart has been a great player for a long time. Like Collier, UConn, and if you watched last night, no doubt Collier was a better player. You miss free throws, but by the way, when the game's there and you can put your team up by one, that is a soul-crushing loss. And then at the end, when they're trying to state the comeback, and as great as Williams was, the one play she'd want back is that pass when they got the ball in their hands, up by four, and about 33, 34 seconds left, right? But they played aggressively. But that allowed the Liberty to have a chance. And when Collier goes for the steal, kind of her rare, that was a mistake. It didn't work. Overplay. And then Stewart goes down the lane, and the Lynx don't react quickly. And it's not completely uncontested, but it's borderline considering the circumstances, and to her put up a layup and not even draw iron as the superstar she is, add that to the free throw, that is not what you expect a flat-out star in the league to do when you have the chance to win or tie the game multiple times.
So that's an interesting point because a core memory of mine in childhood popped back into my head when Patrick Ewing had a similar chance. Yeah. I believe it was against Indiana or Chicago, where he had a layup right at the rim, and it was kind of the moment that everybody knew Patrick Ewing was dusted when he couldn't put that one in. And, Stewart, as great as she still is, and she statistically had a very good season, I have felt this year that her shooting has really declined and her shot selection, where I have felt like I've seen so many outside of the paint shots from her, settling for threes, gunning up shots. I mean, 21 shots, she makes 8 of them last night, but that hasn't been that unusual for her this year and even during the playoffs. And I have actually been doing some WNBA writing for the website, Her Hoop Stats analytics site, and I took note of that in one of my articles that she, during the playoffs and really this year, has had a lot of those kind of 3-for-17, 8-for-20 type of performances that are not what she used to do in the past. If that's the case, then the Lynx have the best player and the deepest team and the team with the most chemistry, and that should be pretty scary for New York.
This is Matthew Collier. You can hear his tremendous WNBA knowledge, but we normally have him on to talk Vikings. Vikings have a bye week, but I'm going to pick up on a lot of the emails to purpleinsider.football. Because everybody's just thinking about who else can we add to this 5-0 team? What does Collier think about that? You can sign up for Purple Insider mailbag, stories, podcasts, great info all throughout the year, in particular when the club is 5-0. Back with Collier in moments on CCO.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think slightly overrated. I know a lot of people like it. We're playing Hall & Oates caller because Daryl Hall turns 78 today. Where do you stand on Hall & Oates, Matthew?
It's kind of corny for me. I don't know.
Whoa. Corny.
It's not my thing. Yeah.
Harrigan, thoughts?
I don't think he's terribly far off.
Oh, you're wrong. Some of the songs are. Like that one's corny. She's Gone, not corny. Henry Lake, we all know. Here's a tweet from Henry Lake. Oh, well, first time in my life that I've seen someone at the gym with fake spray-painted abs. I don't get it. It's so obvious. Okay, I like that Henry mentioned he was at the gym because he likes to mention he's at the gym. But who would do this? Is this commonplace? Is this happening? That your shirt is short enough that you notice the abs and that it's so obvious you can tell they're painted on? That's some narcissistic behavior, caller. Do you do that? Do you enhance your fitness because you're a fit person? Do you paint on to tighten up the abs even more?
No, but I have butt implants. You know, to make sure that I, everybody knows that I got the glutes going on.
Yeah.
I like to do any of my exercise as far away from humanity as I can. So I like to find an empty basketball court to just shoot by myself. I like to jog in the evening, where there's no other joggers, just in back streets and stuff around my little town. I don't like to be enclosed with other people, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't worry too much about my look when I'm doing it.
Speaking of look, how is it possible that, and I wasn't watching because I was locked in on the 87 other games that were taking place last night. How is it possible if you're watching the Amazon game last night, you were watching 49ers and Seahawks, that you at home could see a replay that the referees could not see?
Oh, did that happen in the 49ers game? Because it happened in the Lynx game as well.
Well, explain, Harrigan.
It was, a 49ers punt that bounced, and it nicked off the Seahawks player's finger. 49ers recovered it. Call on the field was, no, Seahawks player didn't touch it. It is Seattle's ball. Amazon goes to the replay. You can clearly see the finger moving as the ball goes by. And the explanation after the game, when they the referees on the field said, yep, call confirmed, Seahawks ball, the explanation was, well, we only have some raw feed. We don't have all the stuff that Amazon can provide the TV audience.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Look, so I'm going to call for this probably forever until the NFL listens to me. They sometimes do. When it comes to the replay. The XFL put in something now called the UFL, where when they go to a replay, Dean Blandino is the replay official, and they show him on TV, and he talks you through what he's seeing, and then they send it back to the officials, and they make their call.
Yeah, that's good.
It is inexcusable for the NFL not to show us what the referees and the replay center are talking about and why they're making their decisions. And it doesn't make any sense to me. And of course, there should be no angle that you could see at home that the referees can't see. But what I also don't understand is why we're not allowed to know what the conversation is between the referees, the replay official, and also just the fact that the UFL has Dean Blandino make that call. Well, we couldn't really see it. You make the call. You've got a better look. Bang, it's done. They finish the reviews in about a minute or less. Back to the game. I just can't believe the NFL is still struggling with this.
You are 100% correct on that. The Friday mailbag is full of haughty Vikings fans who are thinking, we're already great, so let's think and look ahead to the trade deadline. They've given up a lot of picks. They don't. Is it a first and a fifth? What do they have left next year? Not a lot. So help me. I think I'm right in the first and fifth. Maybe there's a sixth, seventh, but I know they gave up plenty for Dallas Turner. What do they have left, and what's the likelihood they will make a move if they stay playing at a pretty high level like they are now?
Well, they've already given up everything. They have. Look, you're shortchanging them. I believe it is 2/5.
Okay.
So, yeah. and they are going to get some compensatory
picks
as well, I think. So, but you've already cleared the bank. Why not just go all in? I go back and forth, and I had a really good conversation with our friend Kevin Seifert about this on the podcast, and we went back and forth on it because my thing is, if you look at the core of this roster and the salary cap space that they have, they already have a lot of superstar players that are under contract for multiple years. Jefferson, Darisaw, Jonathan Grenard is leading them in pressures, Van Ginkle, Cashman, all these key core players are under contract. If you draft someone next year, that's great, but you might be drafting him late in the first round. You can't usually ask that player to come in and be good right away. You're probably filling out any weaknesses through free agency anyway. And the hack that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah used before with TJ Hockenson was getting a player that they could negotiate an extension with. So if you trade for the name that I threw out there was J.C. Horn, a great cornerback from the Carolina Panthers, if you make that trade and you extend the guy, well, it's sort of like using a draft pick. And since you've got the cap space, because you're not going to pay McCarthy a whole lot of money the next 4 years, you can make this work. And I think when you have windows to win, they're very short in the NFL. There's very few chances you get. And look, if you're thinking about, oh, next year, the year after that, I've watched a little of Jaden Daniels. I've watched a little of Caleb Williams. I would be very concerned you might not have this good of a chance. Because I look around the NFC and go, tell me who's not flawed. I mean, except for maybe Detroit. But tell me who's not flawed. This could be a big chance to win. So I think if you've got a shot to do it, then you do it. And they should use one of those fifths on another running back, too. I'm very worried about the running back situation after Jones got banged up and they couldn't do much.
He is Mr. Purple Insider. It's well worth your time. Pay some money. Get great info on the Vikings all year round. Matthew Collar with us every Friday. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your weekend.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Am I wrong? Next. All right, sir. Let's go. What do you have?
Nothing to kill a little time today.
Well, I was going to make up a breaking news story, but I thought I'd freshen it up and give you ample time.
We should share a little bit of show news so people are ready for next week.
Yes, let's do that.
We've got a big thing going on. We've got another week where we're giving away tickets. This time to see comedian Tom Segura.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to the X next April, April 18th, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
And instead of playing the usual make Chad laugh,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make people really work.
Yeah.
Pay attention, because as everyone knows who listens to the show, there is a bumper music theme every day. People got to figure out the theme.
And so as soon as someone figures it out,
if they think they know, they got to make a call here.
They have to call.
They have to call. Yes, they have to call. And
texting's not allowed. Okay.
Got it. It has to be a phone call. What's the number here? 651-461-9226.
Mm-hmm.
When they think they've figured out the theme, they give a call, and if they're right, they win the Segura tickets for that day. So you might have to pay. It might be a very easy theme. You might know it right away.
Yeah.
You might not know it. You might not figure it out till 2:30. Who knows?
Yeah.
But this will be a week where you are not going to ask. We're not going to give it away. Perhaps
give it away. Give it away.
Perhaps we'll let you know what the name of the song is once in a while. Perhaps you'll throw out a theory.
Maybe. I don't think we should give many theories out.
No, I don't think we should either, but I know you like to bend the rules on these kinds of things.
That's it. That's it. Okay, that's good.
So pay attention next week. It's every day next week. Bumper theme guest for Tom Segura tickets, who is absolutely hilarious and completely filthy.
Yeah. So you have to be prepared for that.
Yes. Yeah. Be prepared.
So if you're the person who gets upset if I say the word sex here and what's happened to WCCO radio, Tom Segura, probably not for you.
Probably not your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
or if you're, not, you're just used to adult dialogue, then he is your guy.
Even if you are, you might cringe a little bit.
Yeah, no, there's that's a little right. bit. Yeah, there is. There is a little bit.
Well,
you're eating into your own time, not me.
Well, it's for the people. It's always for the people, kind of like this entire segment. We're going to go back to the links for a minute.
And, will I have a prominent politician reach out to me as a prominent politician did last weekend, enjoying one of the comments that you made?
Well, I assume instead of podcasting as prominent politician was last weekend, I assume prominent politician is listening live because you don't
could be
you know, I mean to get it live, it's better. It's better.
We that'll help our podcasting numbers. Yeah, don't listen to podcasts because it's better live.
Who says you can't listen twice, Chad?
A lot of people do that nine times. I'm sure.
Let's talk about the
links.
The end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and the end of overtime.
Yeah. I ripped Rhianna Stewart.
Well, I don't think you maybe were quite harsh. I think you were kid gloving it a little bit.
Okay.
When we talk about the great all-time GOATs, and I don't mean the good sense of GOAT. I mean the Bill Buckners, the Matt Ryan and the Falcons, the Greg Norman, John Vandevelds, the all-time meltdowns in championship games or series. To miss... First of all, to be considered one of the very best in the league you play in.
Which she has been from the moment she arrived.
Yes. And to miss what absolutely would have been a game-winning free throw.
Yep. Second left.
And then the layup that would send it to a double overtime and miss it as badly as
horribly.
She did.
I mean, honestly.
To clank it off the backboard so hard it can't even get the rim. That's absolutely, if the Liberty don't come back and win this series... That's Mount Rushmore of GOAT performances in my book for sports.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong, but I don't want to back away completely because it's game one, right? So let's just put this in perspective, NBA. So Stewart is either the second or third best player in the game right now. So that's Luka, that's Giannis. Game one, screwing up that bad. Now, that's a seven-game series. You can't make it completely apples, apples, oranges, oranges. So, to me, it's not the shark blowing the Masters when he'd already blown so many other events. It's not Buckner because it's game six of the series. But this is the dichotomy of as the WNBA continues to get more and more attention. You know what else comes with the attention? Criticism.
Yeah.
Scrutiny. So occasionally when this pops up and it's full blast on a star player, because she's a star player for screwing up, it's like, oh, no, no, no. And you're like, no, 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 no. Because Cheryl Reeve is a master at this, is a master at this. She is always wanting more coverage and then publicly and privately is complaining about it incessantly if she doesn't like it. And by the way, Cheryl, you've won four, might be about to win five. Most of us have been pretty flattering. So you got to take all of it. And the layup is worse than the free throw for me because it was just, I mean, it didn't even come close.
Yeah. If this is Durant or Ant or, you know, They're getting crushed. Stephen A. is still screaming on First Take, and they've been off the air for hours.
Yeah. No, it's fair. It's not up to the level of some of those you mentioned, but in other sports, take your pick when it's something that Stewart does all the time. And I get it's not all the time. Game one, it's not all the time with players on your side. But she wasn't going through any of it at this point. When Collier took the chance and made a rare defensive move that didn't work out perfectly, it was right in front of her, and she blew it.
So as I am sports viewing last night, as many of us were.
A lot.
Scrolling through the X, the Twitter, seeing a lot on the Lynx, a lot on the Wild.
You could have come out of my haircut, but you never did.
Frankly, I don't think it's that good. A lot still on the Twins and the poll ads. I came across a post from your friend and mine, our guy Judd Zolgad.
Yeah, sure.
Judd Zolgad. He was clearly watching.
Sports Dad.
Sports Dad, that's right. Watching the Wild opener clearly, and he decided it was time to let the world know that the Wild had, quote, fallen asleep in the second period and had, another quote, no jump. So you're telling me, Judd, that a team which knows very well how they underperformed expectations last year, in their season opener, in front of the home fans.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
In just the second period of the season, in what at the time was a tie game, is late to a couple loose pucks because they're not showing effort or they've got the tired legs.
It. You got the right words there. That's it.
Yeah. And I'm not ripping just Judd here. He just happened to be the one example.
We both love him. Right?
Yeah. He's clownish sometimes, but he's not the only one here.
Yeah.
He's far, far from the only offender related to hockey analysis.
Yes, thank you.
Here's the thing about hockey.
Thank you.
Nobody, even those employed by teams, know how to analyze it. And anyone who says they do and resorts to talking about effort and jump 90% of the time when the team's struggling, they are only proving what of a fraud they are.
Am I wrong?
Okay, there's 20%. No, there's 30% of hockey folks who are really good who can't analyze. But there's no sport on the planet that compares with the NHL on effort and juice and want to. It is incessant. It is just incessant.
You were talking about a point in the game last night where the forward lines had
second period they played all year.
They had skated a total of like 7 minutes?
Yeah, defensemen maybe a little bit more. But yeah. No, you're right. It is such a crutch, such a fallback. Like, we don't hear that with basketball. We don't hear it with baseball. We don't hear football. But do we hear it from some of the diehard fans? Yes. But, man, in hockey analysis, we love the effort, man. We love to talk about the effort. And, by the way, the players use it, too. The coaches use it, too. The general managers use it, too.
That's why I'm sticking to it. Nobody knows how to analyze.
We're obsessed with effort. And by the way, obviously that sport does look good in the playoffs later. There's no denying that. How many hockey games are you watching in the NHL where you're saying, oh, they don't even care? No, stop. Let's dissect the strategy a little bit more than the obsession with effort. Jump. I want you to be the leader of that.
Yeah.
You get it done.
X's and O's.
Yeah, get it done.
At the all 12.
Yes. 47 past 2. More of Am I Wrong? You can chime in at any point, too. 651-461-9226. Did I miss She's Gone? Was I not paying attention?
I don't think I played She's Gone.
Wow. Celebrating Daryl Hall. 78, we don't play his best song ever.
It's your opinion.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not what Spotify says.
Well, I know you. You always believe what the masses tell you, Dave Arrigan.
Well, I just know that one song among their catalog has well over a billion listens, and it ain't Sarah's Smile. It ain't She's Gone.
No accounting for taste. Linus Construction Time Check is 253. It's time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Mr. DeRush is here. I've got low power on my Mac. Very disappointed by that.
Ooh, thought you were going to say you had low T or something.
Powerful T.
Okay.
Over the top T. double T.
Is he wrong?
Yeah, exactly. What do we got? I kind of like this shirt here.
It's like a sweater, polo sweater.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing right
Combo
now.
Combo sweater shirt.
I tucked it in today. I don't know.
Do you tuck that shirt in?
Sometimes no. Usually no. Today I tuck.
Tuck?
I don't know.
Why? Tuck or untuck?
I'd go untuck on that one.
I think that's an untuck.
Looks good on you, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's next?
Well, you said you talked about taste. I've got one food related. Let's go with that.
Let's go.
You saw the story I did a couple days ago about U of M students now able to get deliveries by one of those little kind of cooler shaped with wheels robots.
About time. Everybody else has had it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. They're rolling all around L.A. where all the cool people live. I don't understand the popularity of any food delivery service, whether it be that thing, Grubhub, you know, your Uber Eats. How are we okay as a society with companies that make our food cost more, take money from the restaurants we're ordering from, and don't care about maintaining the integrity of the meal that we want to enjoy? I don't get it. Life was better in America when if you wanted delivery, you're getting pizza. That's what you're getting delivered because there weren't any other options. If you wanted to get takeout, you had to go get it.
Has the car rattled you too? I mean, I'm trying to think. The internet? What else is...
The car? No, I would use that to go pick up my own food and not be lazy, Chad, because that's what this indicates. Laziness, poor skills with money, and no accounting for the taste of your own food.
Am I wrong?
Well, here's Mr. Food. Go ahead.
I never get food delivered.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's a foodie.
Yeah, he cares about what he's eating.
I am astonished that people are cool with, like, a burger that was, you know, hot 20 minutes ago.
And some soggy fries to go with it.
But
sounds great.
I was interviewing Jill from the 5-8 Club yesterday, which you can find on the Drive Time with DeRush podcast.
Very nice plug.
And I asked her, exactly.
Jack Minnesota Monthly wasn't mentioned also.
They don't pay me enough. Yeah. So, what your question I asked her.
Dave, I think you forgot your
what's
name.
What's your
for
name?
A second.
Bob? Tom?
Hey,
and Jill said that young people are ready for the delivery. They got their air fryer ready to go, so they take the soggy fries.
They bring it back to life.
Bring it back to life, and off they go.
So I'm not on one of these sites. Now, where do you stand on picking up food, and then maybe it's a 20-minute drive
taking
home?
Taking it home. Ooh.
I think that would be a little bit better because...
Are you a takeout guy?
I'm absolutely a takeout guy.
Occasionally,
dealing with the throngs of adoring fans when you're at a restaurant?
Listen,
just too much?
I mean, they can touch the garment a couple of times.
I get it.
You know?
You don't get food delivered, do you?
I don't.
But the kids do.
Michael does.
Yeah.
When Griff was still there,
it's so expensive. It's crazy.
Also in Plymouth, we don't have enough good options.
I know, yeah. Same in Maple Grove.
Honestly.
What are we getting delivered?
I mean, I can drive to Chick-fil-A.
But people get like Wendy's and McDonald's delivered.
Yeah. Oh. Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Michael's fully capable of that. Michael and I have a heart-to-heart. Hey, you know where that Culver's is right over there? It's you could walk there. Yeah.
I agree with you, whatever your name
sounds
is.
Sounds like Chad does, too, even though he started by ripping me.
Well, I thought you were including takeout, and I think you still are a little bit on takeout.
No, I think if you're doing it yourself, you're going to pick up your own food, A, you can time it better.
It's the laziness.
And you have more control over it.
Is it the laziness?
It's the laziness. It's the paying extra, yeah.
So in other words, you don't want other people employed. You want to decide who gets employed in America. Is that what I have here?
If I'm buying food, I want the money to go to the restaurant, number one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Dave Harrigan to the middle class and dead to me. Get a better job. That's what he's saying. Card to sharks later today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.